Now, two exhibitions that happened in 1968. One had this title, Cybernetic Serendipity, What the Hell Is That? And then a subtitle, The Computer and the Arts. This was in London, and it opened on the 3rd of August, 68. And in Zagreb, the next day, 4th of August, a symposium together with a little exhibition, and 68, 5 more years of activities, including an international magazine, were started in Zagreb, then Yugoslavia, now Croatia, that I believe, together with the cybernetic serendipity, mark the beginning, although people didn't speak that way, of digital media. Look at the subtitles again. Computers and Visual Research in Zagreb, The Computer and the Arts in London. That shows a difference. Art is not appearing here. Here it is. The arts. To a large extent, that show was a show for IBM. Not here. The struggle, as we're sitting here around that, isn't it nice? You don't think so, it's not nice. I like this picture, no? Because it shows the atmosphere. Here we are, some Croatians and other people, and it could only happen in Yugoslavia by the time, no, not belonging to the bloc world, and people from the West. The one in front here to the left, he's from Czechoslovakia, Jiří Valoch, who, before Cybernetic Serendipity, in February, March, and April, in Czechoslovakia, at 3 different places, showed computer art. Ah, that's the time, you may remember, of the Prague Spring. That soon later, the Soviet Union smashed. As soon as you allow something, something comes out of the earth. No, you have no idea. No? Watch out for it. It may happen nowadays. Okay, this is a little picture of the Zagreb show. Zagreb, between Zagreb, standing in my terms, in my understanding, for research, the principle of research, London standing for the principle of spectacle. Think of it. You must know, because you are the only ones who have read their Guy Debord. Have you? No? Guy Debord? No? No? The situational international, and his book, 64, a few years before, La Société du Spectacle. You don't read this? What the hell? Get behind your teachers, no? It's unreadable. You cannot understand it, no? But you are French, no? French is impossible to understand. But since you are French, you can understand it. No? So you must do that. Guy Debord. So that principle, the people in London didn't know this because they had not read Guy Debord. But the spectacle appeared there. In the London show. It was noisy kids, no people eating, drinking, and so forth. In Zagreb, you had the principle of research. And I link this up to aesthetics, the senses, no? And algorithmics, the computation. We have, I believe, in that very moment in 1968, which August, no? The days of May, a little before here, or over there, Paris, Renault, you know it all, you have it, you must have it, ha, 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 what is happening there? In 1968, you have that great revolt of European, however in Berkeley it had happened before, youth, who are now finally revolting against the generation of their parents who were responsible for Second World War. And at the same time, this funny little creature of digital art / media is happening. I don't say anything anymore, but that must be, you know, in 2018, I will have an exhibition where that will be the topic. I want this to happen in Zagreb, in London at the same time. Okay, coming to the close. Can you do something generative in an aesthetic or artistic way using computers? And I try to read this, leading up to one conclusion then. If I want to create the work that is visible using computers, what I must do is I must create something other. If you want, why? It's your choice. If you want to use computers, then you do not create the work itself that will be visible, that will be shown in the gallery. You create something else. What is that other? It's the program, more or less. It's a computable other. So what you have on mind is something visible. But what you actually generate, what you create, is something computable. Now that's post-modernity. You don't leave the things. Post-modernity is things being replaced by signs. In this particular case, the signs must be computable. But in doing that, in plain words, writing the program, creating that other, the work that will come out of the program will be a different one. And it will not be, or at least it will not be interesting to create an individual piece. Because when you do generative art using computers, your thinking is in terms of infinite sets, not individual pieces. This is the revolution. Infinite sets, schemata become the work, structures. The individual piece is only an instance. It's nice, I like it. Mm-hmm. I may even buy it, but in terms of art history, this is not interesting. In terms of art history, the schema, the infinity, the unfinished is the interesting. I say unfinished, not unfinished. No? Because unfinished are certain symphonies, also some paintings, also some theater plays that the artist, the composer, was not capable of finishing during his lifetime or hers. But the principle, read Peter Lunenfeld, a U.S. Digital media person. What's the title of that book? I forget for the moment, sorry. There is a book by him whose title I forget, where he talks about the aesthetics of the unfinished. The unfinished, that has become a principle. We are no longer interested in individual things. We design patterns that last. And I put that in... okay. PowerPoint. No, I've on this machine, I do not have Keynote. And I have written a paper against PowerPoint because you must stand up against PowerPoint. And I had fiddled around at home with two totally different type fonts, you know, to distinguish the visible surface from the computable surface. But PowerPoint is intelligent. And therefore said, hello, I don't know your fonts, therefore I do these. No? It's probably Arial or something of that from that Microsoft world. All right, it doesn't matter. nothing ever matters. Nothing matters at all. Nothing ever. the surface and the subface. No, that's other words for what I tried to say before. The surface is what we see. That's the visible. That's for us. The subface is for the computer. It's the computable. And things on computers nowadays always exist as these pairs. It's not the image on your screen. Because the image on your screen, you and I also, see only because behind the scene, where we don't see what is happening, the computer, what does that mean? The processor, the graphics processor, and so on, are working like mad, almost at speed of light. No? Even now, as we watch this, no, because here's a computer, and it's waiting, waiting, waiting. Do you do anything anymore? No? No? Has anything happened? As soon as I hit it, it'll change. No? So we are in a world of doubles. Everything nowadays that is digital exists in an ontological sense in these two modes at the same time. This is post-modernity, viewed not philosophically French, but somehow boringly German. Namely, in the sense of, now what is there, what must be there, such that I see it? No? I would not see it without the computable subface. And yeah, I skip this to say that. I'm saying farewell to you almost. Perhaps we'll have a little discussion. That would be nice. But the masterpiece, well, it has not disappeared. And it will not disappear. But we are entitled to say farewell to the masterpiece. Huh? The masterpiece is the epitome of the individual piece. No? For which you struggle and struggle and struggle. Years. No? Monet, no? He made the janitors lock him into the Louvre because he wanted to correct something there. No? Just a tiny little bit. Ah, he already... And Monet, by the way, is one of those who worked in series, right? You know the haystacks, you know the Cathedrale de Rouen, and so forth. You know the birch trees along the and so forth and so on. You know them. He worked in series. No? I want to study Monet, light creating colors. Therefore, I need to do experiments. He did not have a computer. Josef Albers later, much more diligently painted homage to the square over and over and over and over and over and over again. However, only 400 times, which is nothing. Because I ask my students, oh, here, see that image? I show one by Josef Albers. Okay, sit down, write a program, 5 minutes. And within 5 minutes, ordinary average students have written a program that produces all of Josef Albers. Sorry for Josef Albers. No? that's the fate. No? Farewell to the masterpiece. It will not appear anymore. Yes, of course, Gerhard Richter will be doing and so forth, and Andy Warhol has, but are these masterpieces? Oh, no. They are art market products. Right? It seems to me. Let me finish. In May, an exhibition somewhere in Germany, Hanover, is going to open. Pure Randomness, its main title, subtitle, From Duchamp to Richter. In between a bit of computer art. Thanks for listening.